So thinking and laying delightful plans, almost before I knew it, I had reached the cedar grove, and the end of the rainbow was not there. But I saw it shining down among the trees a little farther off. So on and on I struggled, through the thick bushes and over logs, till I came within the sound of a stream which ran through the swamp. Then I thought, what if the rainbow should come down right in the middle of that deep, muddy brook? Ah, but I was frightened for my heavy pots of gold and silver and my purses of money. How should I ever find them there? And what a time I should have getting them out! I reached the bank of the stream, and the end was not yet. But I could see it a little way off on the other side. I crossed the creek on a fallen tree, and still ran on, though my limbs seemed to give way, and my side ached with fatigue. The woods grew thicker and darker, the ground more wet and swampy, and I found, as many grown people had found before me, that there was rather hard traveling in a journey after riches. Suddenly I met in my way a large porcupine, who made himself still larger when he saw me, as a cross cat raises its back and makes tails at a dog. Fearing that he would shoot his sharp quills at me, I ran from him as fast as my tired feet would carry me. In my fright and hurry, I forgot to keep my eye on the rainbow, as I had done before, and when at last I remembered and looked for it, it was nowhere in sight. It had quite faded away. When I saw that it was indeed gone, I burst into tears, for I had lost all my treasures, and had nothing to show for my pilgrimage but muddy feet and a wet and torn frock. So I set out for home.